This means he is the one. In this video, I will share some unexpected secrets that I'm sure you haven't heard of, like that tells you that you are in the right relationship, that he is the one for your divine partner. Hey, I'm Antje Boyd with Magnetize Your Man, and together with my husband, Brody, we've been helping thousands of successful women all over the world to get a committed, connected, and long-term relationship that they desire fast. So let's go ahead and dive right in. Number one is he uses your first and your middle name. And I'm sure you haven't heard that before because it's like incredible. Like he uses that because in this head, he is rehearsing an official moment. What could that official moment be? Well, I'm thinking proposal, okay? Because I'm sure we've all watched, you know, Love is Blind or, you know, whatever, all those, The Bachelor, all those shows, and you see how the proposals go down. It's always like, you know, Michelle Andrea Smith, would you know what I mean? And so on. So that is for sure a sign that he is definitely the one. He actually sees you as the one. Number two is he says, I am so sure. Because you're like, Antje, what are you talking about? You know, I met is men who are like, let me think about it. Let me pray on it. Let me wash my hamster's hair. Let me talk to my mom. Let me, you know, all the things. And the truth is a man knows. I really believe that. Like when a man meets his woman, he knows. My husband told me the first night we met that I'm the girl of his story. I've heard many stories where men like actually say, you know, I'm sure. Like just recently we have someone right now and he was like, I'm so sure about you, right? So men will actually let you know when they really want this deep connected long-term relationship, marriage, if that's what you want, like with him. And this may sting a little bit right now because you may be in a relationship where like he needs to pray on it all the time. And maybe God is telling him, you know, it's not time to move and whatever, all the other reasons he may give you to dangle the carrot in front of your nose. And please don't fall for that because again, your man knows. Number three is he drops like some hints of, yes, marriage. And I love this, right? Because it's not about that he's actually afraid of commitment and he doesn't want to talk about it. You may have been dragging him. Or you may actually say right now, well, Antje, you know, I was dating men who were like dropping marriage, but and then they just dropped off the earth or they became like super anxious, right? So of course, like when I talk about the points today, we want to see several points in conjunction with each other. But if he's consistently like, you know, if somebody says, oh, are you guys married? Let's say you go on a hike and he's like, no, should we? Right? And things like that, he may start talking with you about timelines, about marriage or just, you know, about a marriage course that's available right now if you guys want to take that together, whatever it is. That is a really good sign that he is actually really, really committed to you. Number four, one of my favorites, because it's a more unconscious one, which is he uses the word our a lot, right? So when he talks about the futures, like our kids or our house or our vacations or our family reunions or fill in the blanks. So it's like he uses the word our, which really means in his brain, in his mind, he rehearses the togetherness. Okay, if he says you and I or me or whatever, right, like it's more like he's rehearsing right now still more like the separation of it, you know, but when he uses our, like that's a really, really good sign because that means he really sees true partnership with you. Number five, this is a fun one. The families, the parents get involved in the dating process. Now, especially if this guy's a masculine man, so it's not like going, you know, for any kinds of advice to anyone and everyone, but like he actually starts to consult his parents, you know, on like potential like date ideas or like they get involved with, you know, not like just really getting to know you. So they really know you better than anyone else would know you because he talks a lot about you. Right, that's also a very good sign because again, it really shows that he's thinking about you. Now, if you find yourself like wait, like his parents don't even know who I am. And he's always like saying, well, you know, maybe next week, maybe next month, like then we can see the parents. You know, again, he's not sure. So please don't try to put a square through a round hole. So often we get sort of lost and we think we need to compromise more than we actually do because we can't even imagine how good it gets if we let God get into the driver's seat. Like he has only the best in mind for you. And oftentimes what I hear so often is that women, when they get their man, they're like, there's so many things that I didn't even know I could have because it was such a blind spot and I would have never gotten thought that it could get so good. For example, when I met my husband, Brody, like I was like, you know, I feel like he's sort of on a teaching educational space, right? And of course, if he would be a coach, that would be amazing. And then to also see that he was like a dating coach and he was focusing on masculine feminine dynamics. That was so such a cherry on top. If that exists for me, like, and I got that. So you don't even know how good it gets. So if it's hard, like don't believe on all these TV shows that say marriage is hard. I don't really believe that. Like I've been married for 10 years now with a little one. We have a 2-year-old. We also lost the baby last year, right? We've gone through our trials and tribulations for sure. But I would not say that our marriage is hard. So if your parents or friends or, you know, society is telling you like marriage is hard and you know just go for this guy because this is as good as it gets, like girlfriend, like I disagree. Now number 6 is about you. It's about you feeling so secure. And this may be something that shocks you because you may be used to questioning, doubting, second guessing, like being full of anxiety, not being able to sleep through the night because you don't know when he's going to text you, or maybe you're texting all the time, but he's just not getting the next date on the calendar, or he's just getting one date after the other date on the calendar, but there's no progress, there's no commitment, right? Like, no, with this man, you know, like your nervous system knows. So even if you're an anxious attachment style, you still feel secure. And it's because he is secure, right? When he's safe, when he's secure, when he knows, he provides the certainty, he provides the ground, he provides the alignment for you to have the necessary trust to feel secure. Like you're actually, you know that you're going to have another date. You know you're going to get engaged. And, you know, and I'll talk about some other things too. Right, but like you know where everything is headed. Like you know you're going to get married. There's no question. There's no question about it. And so I know something that the biggest challenge that I see with my women is that they have to get used to it. Like that's the thing, right? They have to get used to it, which I call this a quality problem. Number 7 is he looks out for your health and your well-being. So because he actually wants the best for you when he wants to provide for you, which also means like the best life, which means also like the best health. And this could look like, for example, setting boundaries and saying, let's not talk until 3 a.m. tonight, but let's talk until midnight. So you get a good night's sleep. You get rest. You can recover. You can function the next day and be your best self. Right? He may also be supportive of when I met my husband, we were really starting to talk more about making green shakes and exercising and things like that. So we really, like he was really talking more about, okay, how can we optimize our health, you know, our well-being, you know, not having so much screen time and TV time and all these things, whatever it is, like he really helps you to set the boundaries around that because it's so healthy for the partnership, for the relationship. And again, like he wants you to be at your best. So if you have like men right now who are like, there's no boundaries, like they would talk to you until 6 a.m. And if you're dragging yourself to work, like he doesn't take responsibility for that. Or he just eats like crap, even though you're actually trying to be healthy. You know, look, we have a little monkey inside of ourselves. Okay. And so of course, if the opportunity presents itself and the chocolate is in the house and all the unhealthy foods are in the house, then of course you're going to eat it. This is just like normal, right? Because we have that part inside of our brain that just like goes about instant gratification. But if you have a man who's like, you know what, let's do this together, right? Like, it's not going to be fun, but I'm going to also cut back on, you know, whatever, sweets or whatever it is, you know, fatty things, or hopefully not McDonald's or anything even worse than that, fast food, things like that, right? But like, just actually said, hey, what do you think about making a plan together? You know, what about like cooking 3 healthy meals a week? Things like that. Like, it seems so simple, but it actually has a pretty deep indication. Number 8 is synchronous moments, like God is carrying the relationship. Now, I love this one because this is not about you. This is also not about him. This is about, is God in this or not? So, for example, just very few people actually know that I broke up, quote unquote, with my husband after 3 weeks of dating him. Okay. And this was, of course, because I started to sabotage, right? He was like so amazing. And I couldn't categorize him because what I dated before, what I thought was a romantic partner, caused me a lot of anxiety. And there was a lot of indecisiveness. And there's a lot of up and down and emotional turmoil and things like that. And then when I didn't have that, I was more a friend. So I was like, oh, it must be more like the friend category. So I should probably break up. Now, here's where God comes in. I forgot my towel in his backpack. Now, this towel didn't belong to me. Okay, this belonged to my host that I was staying with. So I kind of had to get the towel back because, I mean, what am I going to tell my host? You know what I mean? It's a little embarrassing. And so, but the God moment was that I still don't know what happened to this day. You know, like when I needed to wait because he was actually in another workshop. And so I had to wait. I was obviously in Hawaii. So I waited at a Starbucks until he got out of the workshop. And just when I just wanted to get the towel, somehow I just sank into his arms and he kissed me and I kissed him. And what is going on? And that was just one of the examples of the moments where I feel like something bigger is carrying us. Right, like even when it came to actually our wedding, like our wedding venue was like just fell into our lap. We were actually looking, and then we were visiting a friend who has this absolutely stunning venue, like in her backyard in a stunning backdrop. Right, so we're just saying hi because I hadn't seen her in a couple of years, and she's like, hey, you know, and we're doing a photo shoot right now for a magazine, like a wedding photo shoot. So, like, do you guys want to just get married here? And it just there's going to be so much flow. So you got move over and over and over again, sort of like this confirmation that God is in this. You know, one of my favorite synchronous moments that I had with Brody was when, you know, obviously I'm from Germany and his brother was actually in Germany at the time. Like, he was like obsessed with Germany and German architecture and things like that. Well, so you can't make this up. I mean, he didn't know when he met me, when he saw me the first time, that I'm German, right? And he didn't even have that on his list. So you don't even know how good it gets. But if you have like some synchronicity moments like that, that are just like little God wings, they're like little confirmations. Oh, girlfriend, you are in a very good place. And finally, sign number 9 that he is the one is you are orbiting around each other like planets. And so what do I mean by that? So when you meet each other, like you may have already, you know, talk to each other again on other potential online dating platforms. Maybe you have come across each other on Facebook, you know, maybe you have a friend of a friend and you've just been sort of orbiting around each other. I mean, Brody and I, we were sort of like in the same meetup groups. Okay. And it's so fun to see, wait a minute, we even found out that at some point we were at the same time in LA. So we could have actually met, you know, and why is this happening is because the only reason how that's logical that that's happening is because you are already orbiting around each other. However, the radius is in the beginning like very big. So you kind of like don't run into each other. You're just kind of like in a sort of peripheral sort of, right? Like just kind of, I'm sensing something. Oh, there's somebody around here. And then he starts to come in, right? As you start to heal, as you start to trust, if you start to open your heart. And also, of course, he prepares himself. Men are so much about, you know, getting their work in order or buying the house or getting this all sorted so that he can be the king that you deserve, right? Because if he's a man of honor, he will really treat you like a queen. And he will make sure that he's the king who's ready to treat you like a queen. So you may have come across men who said, you know what, I'm not ready yet. And that may actually be the truth. They just may not be ready yet. Like, they need to focus on other areas of their life so they can actually provide for you the kingdom that they think you deserve. So girlfriend, do me a favor, like, don't walk up to that man and say, no, it's okay. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you're not going to convince him, because he's not going to feel like he's on purpose. He's not going to feel in integrity. He's not going to feel in alignment. He's not going to be happy with himself. Why would you want to be with a man like that? Let him get ready, whether that's for someone else or for you, right? And you actually find someone who is ready. You know, one of my biggest breakthroughs I had 5 months before I met my husband, Brody, is that my man knows, which goes back to point number one, right? Like, he is ready. Like, he doesn't need to prepare for anything. He doesn't need to get anything in place. So it's so fun. And even like after I was already married to Brody, and obviously we're already living together, sometimes we would run into each other at the same store with the same thought. We almost like bought the same things and things like that. And after a while, when we would go shopping, we would be in bigger places. We wouldn't even like say, hey, we don't even need to text each other. We would just literally eventually walk towards each other. Like, and that's what happens, because you have sort of this magnet, you're magnetized to each other, and it becomes so fun and it feels so good and it feels so confirming that when he proposes to you, you know, like, you know without a shadow of a doubt that he is your man. Now, by now, you may have found out that you are potentially not with the right man, and that you may have potentially settled for just a lot of excuses and reasons. And maybe you felt like some inkling in your heart, wait a minute, this can be like way easier. What, men are going to be so straightforward? Like, wait, they're not even afraid of commitment. They're not even afraid to, you know, I could have added way more topics here, right? Like talking about, you know, engagement rings, like wanting for you to start picking some and things like that, right? Going shopping with you. All the things that may be a little bit outside of your comfort zone, and not like in a bad way, but just like you've never experienced it. You can't even imagine that you don't have to drag your man somewhere, or that the man doesn't have like some other weird strings attached to it, but that he's actually the right guy for you. Like, he's not perfect, but he is the most compatible guy for you, that you're going to be so happy with. You're going to have so much flow. You're going to have so much ease. You're going to have so much growth, so much love, so much joy. Next, if you haven't yet, take my free love quiz and virtual coaching session to get the committed, connected, and long-term relationship that you desire fast, without trust issues, frustration, and attracting any more emotionally unavailable men with lots of excuses and hang-ups, by simply hopping over to getloveQuiz.com, or also you can grab that right here in the description. Ladies, I had so much fun filming this video. Lots of love. Take care. Bye-bye.